Yeah. tickets to the Sticks Joan Jett and Tesla DTE July 6th. Guess what? It's pavilion seats.
Nice. In the very back, but you'll be fine. 3-3-9-8-W-S-C-S-S-Pronomer-31. It's not Sticks either. It's the Yikes. I can't say that the other way.
And it's not Joan Jett anymore. It's Joanne.
And Tesla's actually a car now, so... I'm so confused at all this stuff. 2-4-3-9-8-9-2-7-9. Come out later on this morning, by the way. I might need time. It's Big Jim Guitar Master, your favorite bit. Oh, good God. I'm gonna play a stick song on the guitar. No lessons either. Absolutely nailed it.
And the listeners will know that when they hear it. That you had zero lessons.
They're either going to call in and guess the song or call the SPC. There's no middle ground.
Tigers losing streak continues. Big upset at FIFA yesterday.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
I'm the dude. So that's what you call me, you know?
Call or text 2-4-3-9-8-W-G. CSX 610, Big Jim's house, who's there in Viva Sports?
My fighters got a rare opportunity to pitch deep into the game, and what a game he pitched. 1-1-7, but no love from the Tigers' bats. The A's blank the Detroit Tigers 3-0. 8 losses in a row now. Oakland can go for the sweep today. It's 1-10 first pitch.
Get an idea. Instead of the rally goose, we're going to call it the...
The rally goose.
That's it.
Okay.
This is a short bit.
Alright. Yeah. Detroit Tigers have dismissed pitching coach Chris Bosio for making insensitive comments toward a team employee. Tigers general manager Al Villa said the team learned of the allegation, began investigating on Tuesday. Him and manager Ron Gardenhire met with Bosio after Tuesday night game. That was it. He's gone. Tigers bullpen coach Rick Anderson has been promoted to pitching coach for the remainder of the season. Won't say what he said, but it had to be pretty bad.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, nothing else to say about it, because there's not much, you know. But they were strong enough to get him launched like that.
FIFA rolls on, but without Germany, they were upset by the Koreans yesterday, 2-0. So they join Italy, Brazil, France, and Spain in the undesirable club of reigning champions who have failed to advance to the knockout stages. Mexico, they moved on, even though Sweden blanked them 3-0. Brazil beat Serbia 2-0, and Costa Rica tied Switzerland 2. But Costa Rica's done. Today, some good matches. Japan and Poland. Poland's already been eliminated, but it's still going to be interesting to watch. Senegal and Colombia. Panama and Tunisia, but the big match this afternoon, England and Belgium, they both have 6 points in Group G.
The guy Harry Styles, a great player for England.
Yeah.
love him.
You mean Harry Kane?
Oh, Harry Styles. I always get mixed up. Yeah, soccer, you know. Well, no interest in Harry Kane was at LC on Tuesday night kicking soccer balls. What's going on? You're not Harry Styles, man. So, by the way, there's a great video. Ryan, we should find this, put up on our Instagram. When the Mexican fans found the kid, the guy who was there from South Korea, because they're the ones who beat Germany, got Mexico into the next round.
Yeah.
They picked this guy up and just bounced him all over the place. They were screaming, and you could see after a while, he's like, oh, this is fun, like, oh dear God, get me down. Because they would not put him down, so we'll put up on our Instagram, Big Jim's House, WCSX. Adam in Clinton Township, first break winner, man. Let's, how you doing, man? Good morning.
We didn't even tell you if you won yet. Maybe we were just gonna tell you good morning. You're caller 31. You're going to see Sticks, Joan Jett, and Tesla at DTE on July 6th. And you get to sit in the pavilion, hopefully. You're not in the last row when it's raining.
I'd appreciate that. And hold on. Yeah, it'd be nice. Well, hang on, brother. We're gonna get you up to the line next. We'll get all the info. We'll see you there, alright?
Perfect. Thank you guys so much.
Coming up next, our millennial producer Ryan. A lot of things in life that we're learning about him. New homeowner, committed relationship, weirdo, beliefs in time travel. Is it Noah? Is that right, Noah? Noah's back. CSX, Big Jim's House, 620. Big Jim and V Bruce Ryan this morning, and it's time once again for Stories About Time Travel.
I thought you were gonna call it Ryan's a Weirdo.
You know, he's trying to convince us on this thing. I'm gonna buy in on this a little bit. This guy Noah, we've talked about him before, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what year is he from?
2030.
So now, I love how it's a matter of fact.
I know.
2030. I mean, obviously, he says it is.
So you believe everything that people say?
Sure.
What?
If it's involving time travel, yeah. Okay, so here's your audio. We have new audio just released of Noah talking to whoever is interviewing him. Explain what happened. Now listen closely, because it explains how the government kind of did it wrong, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's an admission in with like a bunch of asshole workers, and one of them did something so bad that we all got down in the spit, which makes no sense. I know it's one of those mass forces doing that, but we were scared. And not yet for a term that we were against the man, but I know it's happening.
crazy would be a better.
Maybe. Again, it's one of those things I find it's hard to prove. It's hard to prove unless you take somebody with you. You can't prove it. Or you're going to print something out and ship by something from the future that says 2030 on it.
Nope, I want that DeLorean to be parked in our parking lot outside and I want to go for a ride.
That's what I'm saying. Since we're talking about conspiracy theories, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9270, I want to tell a story. Buddy Mike's working at a gym. He's got his phone up there. You know, you put him on the treadmill and just sit up there and he's got his earbuds in. So he's talking to the guy next to him and they're talking about surf shorts. These old California surf shorts that have come back called Birdwells. Back in the 60s, they were really trendy and they're popular again. They're selling them again. Now, at no time, and we talked about this 2 or 3 times then, at no time did he ever go on a browser, did he ever look it up, did he ever type in that word Birdwell and anything on his phone, or computer work, or anywhere. All he did was talk about it at the gym. He gets home that night, he sits down, takes a shower, what do? You get on Facebook, right? Just kind of see what's going on in the world. There's an ad for Birdwell.
I believe that I believe. And I'll tell you why.
Tell me why.
Because I was having a conversation with my friend about getting a cat, and then 2 hours later, she started seeing ads for cat food on Facebook.
Are we crazy? 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279 or studio number. You ever had something like this happen?
It listens to you, I'm telling you.
Well, I don't know the whole privacy thing. Who reads that stuff anyway? To be honest, I mean, when you click it, but yeah, like, you deal with that, and my buddy is very legit. He wouldn't make this happen again. We kept talking about it. So, have you ever had Facebook or something like that where it just an ad popped up and you didn't go looking for it? It just kind of was there. That's weird.
And theoretically, it could listen to you because it has a feature that'll try to recognize any audio in the background, like music or TV.
So the way we click the whole, it's okay to do that, did we sign off on that as well?
I do believe we did.
Yeah. Okay. And now that's why a lot of people freaked out by Alexa.
Oh, she listens too.
Yeah, but she's hot. Ha 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 Sex Benjamin's at 645, 69 degrees. Thanks for listening to us while they listen to you. Buddy Mine was telling me stories in the gym, and he's working out. Him and his friend are talking about these Broadway surf shorts from the 60s out in California, which have come back, and they're kind of trendy now. A lot of people are getting them. Now, he had not typed anything in a browser on his computer at home or anywhere. He had not typed anything in anywhere, he just talked about it. He gets home, opens up Facebook, and there's an ad for Broadway on it. I believe it. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. And you were telling us what happened to you, same thing, right?
Talking with a friend of mine, and she kept saying she was interested in getting a cat, and then she started getting ads for cat food in different animal shelters in the area. Then I had another friend that was talking about a sandwich maker. And then got ads for a sandwich maker.
So we're trying to figure this out. I know we've been getting some text messages as well from people. Who had the advice? You can turn the mic off on your Facebook.
Yeah, Art got in touch and says, go to your settings, turn off the microphone for all of the apps that are owned by Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, any of those. They all listen to your conversations and then direct their advertising towards your conversation. Thank you, Art. Appreciate that.
Man, Jesse in Southgate, good morning.
Good morning.
So, do you believe that Facebook can actually listen to your conversations?
Well, Facebook and YouTube too. She burned some rice on the coffee bottom pan. Then, after dinner, she goes, I'm gonna let it soak. I'm gonna have to find something and clean it. Well, after dinner, we sat down on the couch and she opens the phone, clicks on it. Lo and behold, there it is.
Really?
That's creepy.
And you know they listen to you, that's why I'm guessing that's why you can't take a battery out of your phone no more, so they can keep on listening.
Never thought about that.
That's a good point.
Oh man, yes. Thanks, Jesse, appreciate it, man.
Hey, you guys have a great day, you guys are awesome.
Thank you, man. Thanks for listening, man. And I'm Taylor. Mike, what's going on, Mike?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're awesome. So, do you believe that, like, Facebook and other social media sites are listening to our conversations?
I totally do. I have the same thing that happened to me. Me and my fiance were at the gym. We were talking about our honeymoon. We're planning it to Italy. Next thing you know, not even an hour after the gym, she's on Instagram. All the ads on Instagram were tour guides and travel bureaus to Italy. And we never ever had that stuff pop up on our Instagram before. And I
243-98-WCSX-243-98-979. So if you just talk in your phone, it will show up on there. Hold on. Heather Thomas Fall Guy. Heather Thomas Fall Guy. Heather Thomas Fall Guy.
I don't think that's how it works.
Is my mind. Heather Thomas Fall Guy. Heather Thomas. CSX begins at 6:56. Thank you, man. The producer Ryan at 69 degrees right now. We're talking about Facebook this morning. Nobody's talking about the whole idea of who's listening to what, because buddy man was working at the gym. He mentioned Birdwell shorts, these surf shorts, and I guess they're shorts and stuff. But anyway, he never typed in anything on the computer. Never. He even checked it home. He never did this. And suddenly, when he gets home from the gym, there's Birdwell ads popping up on his Facebook timeline. And you said you've had a couple examples of that.
Yeah, I was talking with a friend about a cat. She wanted to get a cat, and then she was getting ads for cat food and pet adoption places. Had another friend that was talking about some kind of cookware, something or another.
It's interesting how this, you know, we don't even think about it, that, you know, your phone or your device could actually be listening to and using that. We got a software engineer, Paul. Go ahead, man.
This whole thing about taking your information in a general way, if anything's free, I want all these apps that you install, Twitter, Facebook, all that. The business model is that if anything's free, you're the product. And all your information.
That's the most concise way I've ever heard anyone explain that.
If anything's free, you're the product.
Exactly.
That makes 100%. Sense.
Alright. Paul, that's a great way to kind of approach it too when it comes to data mining, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Alright, buddy. Hey, man, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Yes. Wow. Okay, so if anything's free, the product is you. Unless you're Kardashian.
Think about it, even like with samples of food and stuff like that, you're the product. They want to entice you so that you...
Well, I would be totally happy if samples from Sam's Club followed me home. That would be if I could just get to do that. Yeah, no, it's crazy though that they're talking about it. 243-98-WCSX. Again, the idea is like when you talk around your phone about products, it'll actually know you're there. Like, for example, I've got our producer Ryan's phone right here. Well, just says bazookas. No, wait, let me swipe up here. Wow. Oh, no. More bazookas. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna get out more, dude. Search my gym's at 706. How are you not tapping the studio right now with that song? You're boring the studio, right?
I know.
Fine. Clapton, lay down, Sally. Big Jim's house, Big Jim, and V producer Ryan, thanks for joining us this morning. You guys have been scaring me this morning. Appreciate that. We're going out of town next week. We're going to go down to Memphis to see some friends. We do this every year. Our 21-year-old son Ryan is going to watch the house for us next week. What do you mean about Ryan? He's a responsible young man. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen.
That's what we all say as parents, and then that's usually not the case.
243-98-WCSX, what did you do when your parents were gone? What didn't I do? This conversation before my wife hears it. 248-398-9279. Our studio number, you call or text, or you send us an email, bigjimshouse@wcsx.com. What did you do while your parents ran a town? This is the first time that he can legally have drinks. It's still weird seeing your kid have a beer. And knowing it's legal, like he was drinking a lot of Corona. What the hell? Oh yeah, you're 21. So, you never did anything about Clemens. You have to read books and studied. Is there one that comes to mind?
Yes, and I'm waiting for my sister to start messaging me. I lived with her, and I decided I was going to invite like 10 people over. Have a little party.
Yeah.
10 turned into about 400, including our rival school. Like this rager at her house while she was not home.
Out of control, right?
Out of control, like police had to come, there were fights, like it was so bad. It was not a good
evening. 243-98-WCSX. He did tell us to have a poker game.
Well, that's, you know,
that's
a couple dudes hanging out, playing cards, having a couple beers.
But knowing your parents are 12 hours away. 12 hours away. And you know where they are. He knows we're in Memphis. Game on, right? I mean...
But there's always evidence left behind. That's how my brother got busted. My dad found a pair of panties and some pantyhose in the couch cushion.
243-98-WCSX, 243-98-9279. What happened at your house when your parents were gone? Especially in summertime, man, it's when we were in trouble, it's what we do. I want to talk about $3. That's the price of a fancy coffee, right? Or a burger. You get a burger for $3. $3. How about a great shave every morning for $3? Seriously. Remember this code, WCSX, and I'll make sure you get hooked up with a great 5-blade razor from Harry's. No more rake face. You know what rake face is? Use one of these razors, and then you stop and you look, and it feels like you missed half your face. Get rid of that with Harry's Razors for a limited time. Harry's is a special offer to listeners of Big Jim's House. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with the code WCSX at harrys.com. That means you can get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shaving gel, and travel cover, all for just $3, plus free shipping when you use the code WCSX at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who already switched and go to harrys.com today. You gotta use that code though, WCSX at checkout, to claim your offer. CSX for Jim's House 718, Big Jim and V, producer Ryan this morning, and getting out of town next week, we're going to Memphis see some friends. So what? Our 21-year-old son is staying home to watch the house. This is the first year you legally have drink. So start wondering what's going to happen. Well, we're gone. He's responsible. Ryan's responsible, kid.
I think I'd be more concerned if he was like 17 or 18, to be honest.
Yeah, it's kind of like the build up to 21, now that you're 21. He told us he's having a poker night, but here's the question at 248-398-WCSX. What has happened in your house when the parents were gone? Either as the parent or when you were a teenager. What happened at the house when the parents were gone, when the mice away? How did you play Motor City? 248-398-WCSX. Text messages coming in here.
Jennifer from Pickney got in touch, says she grew up in a dome home that was all wide open with cathedral ceilings. My parents left for a trip, I believe, or work. I can't remember. I invited a few friends over. We ended up having a huge water fight inside of the house. Brought a garden hose inside. My parents' friends stopped by the house. The door was wide open. And he was standing there, and I swear to gosh, he looked like the Terminator. There was water dripping down the walls, and we had standing water on the floors. The couches were soaked. It was pretty scary, but he never told my parents.
Wow. Okay, good neighbor. Maybe. That's almost a what would you do Wednesday kind of thing there. 248-398-WCSX. Paul, go ahead.
Me and my wife went up north. My kids had a bonfire. And right next to my garage, they knocked at my garage, sliding all down. And they weren't there when I got there.
This is not instilling confidence.
They were hiding. that's where they were.
Dang right. 243-98-WCSS. Lots of calls coming in on this one. What happened at your house when your parents were gone? CSX, Big Jim's house, Big Jim and the producer line. Okay, what happened at your house when your parents were gone? 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. Either as the parent or as the kid back in the day. The reason being, we're heading out of town next week, and our 21-year-old son has volunteered to watch the house. It's very nice of him. I'm looking forward to finding Mike's Hard Lemonade caps all over the house. We get back. Lots of stories come in about this one, of course.
Somebody had something similar that happened to me, too, where I invited 10 people and it turned into 500. As a teenager, my house bash also tripled inside. Funniest part was that sometime in the wee hours, we decided to move the party to the beach. Afterwards, we found out my neighbor decided to get even for noise by firing up his bagpipes to wake us up at 6 a.m. He ended up getting fined for a noise complaint when the cops showed up.
So he got in trouble because you were too rowdy, and he wanted to pay you back. Wow. Bill and Ann Arbor, go ahead, bud.
I was calling about what my brother did when he was 15 and I was 14.
Yeah.
And our parents were out, and he knew how to use the deep fryer, so he put in a basket full of fries, and then he went and took a nap.
Oh no!
And the kitchen was on fire, and I was the one that walked in on the fire, and we got it out, and the worst part of the whole story is it was a rental apartment. And my mother just whitewashed the water and we moved. And they didn't keep the security deposit.
For having the raging parties on Roseview, seriously. anyone that I went to high school with or graduating years around my class, that's what I was known for. All-nighters are just like a weekend, no, they were like Friday night, Saturday night, just keg parties where people would come pay $5 for a cup and we would just burn it down. 2-4-8-3-9-8-W-C-6, that's still in confidence here. I didn't want to know what Ryan did. A producer, there's things that, like, yeah, we talked to his mom. Maybe on the podcast, maybe we'll do that. 243-989-2-7-9 text message.
Got another message from the Clem. Mount Clem, and 17-year-old. Mother came home from work, I was passed out naked hugging the toilet. My girlfriend was passed out naked in my bed.
Let's hit the music for Scott, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good. So did you do something really awful while your parents were away? Remember that path to see the Back to the Future when he turned up the giant amp?
It's about like that.
Oh my god, alright, thanks for listening to the Morgan 2, by the way, appreciate it. CSX Bitchum's house is 758 Bitchum, and the producer Ryan this morning about 10 minutes. It's time to get the guitar. Oh no. I'm really excited about a Bitchum Guitar Master. So I get to get ready to gouge my ears out.
No!
Works. I've never had a lesson, but I know how to play songs and classic rock songs on the guitar. So you'll have to figure out what the hell I'm trying to play in about 10 minutes and we'll get you tickets for Sticks. June, Jet, and Tessa. Anyway, Stephen Ann Arbor, he won the Cedar Point passes. So you know, Thomas, every time I've played this clip in the studio during music, you've started making the noise. The noise being...
What's up?
I was actually banned from saying that in my house. Kathy was like, enough.
I think everybody was banned from that after those commercials came out.
It's back. Budweiser and Burger King have teamed up. They're American Blue Burger or something like that. But what the really interesting part is, now we'll text you. If you want to see it, the actual, the video for it and stuff, 243-98-WCSX, the keyword is...
King!
So why do you care about Budweiser? Now check this out, because at the very end of it, we'll tell you what happened. So, Nandi, watching the game, having a bird. But you watching the game as a bird.
What's up?
Yo, what's up?
You pick up the phone.
Hello?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up here at the very end is the king.
He finally speaks. So everything he could possibly say.
So instead of just standing there being creepy, he actually talks.
Does it make him less creepy or no?
I think it makes him less creepy.
He's still creepy, but... 243-98-WCSX. Text us the keyword, of course, is...
King! Did you see the burger, though? It looks delicious.
Oh, it does. We should get some of those tomorrow morning in the studio.
Yeah, okay. Now you want to torture Ryan and I?
I do not.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, Chaz 822. Did Jim and me produce a line this morning? You sound like a guitar. You slap it with your hand to stop the strings, right? So you know it. I don't have a lesson, never had a lesson, but I have a guitar here. Terrence's favorite bit that we do. Big Jim Guitar Master. So much fun. You know, our boss, JT, who's in a band, is gonna make him crazy. It makes him crazy every time we do this. So what we did was, came up with a stick song. Actually, it's a stick song that I'm gonna try to play on guitar, and you've gotta figure out what it is.
Alright.
One more time?
Go for it.
Yeah, you're rubbing your forehead. Am I giving you a migraine?
Yes.
I apologize. I apologize. I will play for Sticks, Georgia, and Castle tickets at Outer Pine Knob on July 6th, a matter of fact, we're going. This is the Sticks song, singing music.
Yeah, you did.
I got lost in the moment, man. When you start jamming, I thought it's like the Allman Brothers. Once you start going, you can't stop yourself. Grateful Dead here. This is like having John Mayer in the studio with you, without talent.
Dear God, please no, because I would not be able to sit through a 17-minute jam session of that.
She's a good girl, crazy about it. What's that song?
Can't say a word.
No, good try though, man.
Try again.
Okay.
Sorry. Working alone,
man. Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Too much time on my hands.
No. Good guess though, thank you.
Marion Clinton, what is that song?
I'm just gonna try to guess the Grand Illusion.
No.
Okay.
Jennifer Southfield, what is it?
Mr. Roboto?
Congratulations, Jennifer. You are going to Pine Knob on July 6th to see Sticks, Joan Jett, and Tesla. And, we're gonna ban Big Jim from playing this game.
You ready? Now that you're all taking
care of yourself,
I know it
anyway. Good enough.
Here we go. Arigato, Mr. Roboto. See? Right there. Works perfect, doesn't it?
Yep, perfect.
Hey, Jennifer, thanks for listening every morning, and we're glad you can celebrate our 1 year anniversary with us.
Thank you.
Degrees, Big Jim, and the producer Ryan this morning, and it's time to play a game. A game that's not yet, but now, who the hell got it? Up for grabs today. It's a pair of VIP tickets to WCSX Presents Loverboy and John Wade at the Taylor Summer Festival main stage. That's tomorrow night, by the way.
It is.
Yeah. And that's VIP tickets, by the way. So you get to sit in the front section, you get dinner and drinks. And the dinner is like pulled pork, num-num-num, mac and cheese, coleslaw, and green beans, all catered by Whiskeys on the Water, and, yeah, you don't want to miss out on this.
Okay, so Aaron has received in front of her your task this morning at 2:43 at WCSX is to guess.
Who the hell got it? Is it Ryan, Big Jim, or me, Aaron B? Okay, it is from McDonald's. It is one sausage McGriddle, one double cheeseburger with no pickle, one large sweet iced tea, one large Sprite tropical berry, two small fries. The subtotal is $11.55 for a takeout total of $12.24 paid for by a debit card.
Okay. 2:43 2:43 Was it Aaron V? Was it producer Ryan? Or was it myself? The name of the game is...
Who the hell got it?
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Is there I'm talking? Hello?
This is Jason Bourne. Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Okay.
CSX, Big Jim Jazz 841, Big Jim and the producer Ryan are playing the game show where I want to win, but...
Why are you looking at me like that?
Too fast. Too slow.
Do I need to be like, who the hell got it?
Exactly, man.
I'm sorry that I ruined the cadence.
I've been using it after earlier. That's right.
It carried over, It is from McDonald's. It is a sausage McGriddle, two double cheeseburgers, no pickle, one large sweet iced tea, one large straight tropical berry, two small fries. Subtotal of $11.55, takeout total $12.24, paid for with the debit card. Was it producer Ryan, Big Jim, or me, Aaron?
Chuck,
In Redford, where have you said, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Big Jim?
Good. So who the hell bought it?
I would say Jim bought it.
Yes! Right. Yay! Yes! You're going to... Yes! Summer Festival tomorrow night. And you're gonna have barbecue.
Sounds good.
Yeah, the McDonald's thing made a Mickey D's run, and I'm a no pickles, I'm a butter fairy guy. So that's the inside there, man. Well, everybody knows that when I eat McDonald's, what do I always eat anyhow?
McChicken.
And McChicken.
Yeah.
Chuck, we will see you on Taylor tomorrow night. Thanks for listening to you, brother.
Yes. Sounds good. And good day, guys. Good luck.
Thank you, bud. I don't know when the McRib CSX Big Jim's house, Big Jim RV producer Ryan, Mark Jr., and Karen McCormick Racing on Johnny Papalapa's little drive in Lincoln Park Center.
What?
P-A-P-A-L-A-S, Papalapa's Drive.
Now, Papadopoulos?
That's why I've never done the voice work for any of the great festivals here in the Motor City. Like St. Mary's, I'll never hear from him. It's surprising. So, I was telling you that there's another sign that Christmas is coming. Although we're going to have, what, 90s on the weekend here in Detroit?
This is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. No, man, gotta have it summer. Gotta get that heat in because...
No, I'm talking about hiring and having Christmas trees and Christmas decorations.
Yes. Hiring workers starting yesterday for the upcoming shopping season. They released a statement saying, "We're hiring seasonal associates earlier than ever to ensure our teams are fully staff trained and ready to support peak shopping seasons."
I mean, I'm glad they're being preemptive because nobody wants to stand in a damn line for 55 hours waiting for a register, but still, it's June. It's true.
So you want to find the right people? You recruit them?
Look, and I'm just looking forward to the 4th of July. You know what I want to see on store shelves right now? Beer and fireworks. That's what I want to see.
We're gonna live in our
lives.
Let me think we take care of the kids.
Please look on the bright side.
Julian's coming in there, so we're back tomorrow morning. Another exciting round of Battle of the Birds, Aaron's favorite game.
Well, you know, I wasn't so sad on Wednesday because Downriver won and it wasn't the West Side, so that's okay.
Is it a bigger wreck, the East Side or the Tigers?
The East Side.
I think so too. Yeah, we'll get into that one. We also have Women Who Rock, who we talk to tomorrow.
We are going to talk to a woman who walked into a downtown boxing facility found out what they do there to help children and has never left.
Awesome stuff. We'll get into that. And then, of course, our Friday six-pack. And out of the first full week of summer, summer songs. And, of course, Summerfest and Taylor, we're doing that as well. So, summer songs, we're doing that around 8:15. Lot to do. I'll get the chat with some more sticks tomorrow.
Please no.
Come on, Aaron. These lines are forever.
Yeah,